An Uncertain Place by Fred Vargas. Read by David Rintoul. Chapter 1. Commissaire Adamsberg knew how to iron shirts. His mother had shown him how you should flatten the shoulder piece and press down the fabric round the buttons. He unplugged the iron and folded his clothes into his suitcase. Freshly shaved and combed, he was off to London, and there was no way of getting out of it. He pushed a chair into the patch of sunlight falling on the kitchen floor. Since the room had windows on three sides, he spent his time moving his seat around the circular table, following the light, like a lizard on a rock. He put his bowl of coffee on the east side and sat down with his back to the warmth. Going to London was fine by him. He would find out whether the Thames smelt of damp washing the way the Seine did, and what kind of sound the seagulls made. Perhaps they had a different call in English. But he would hardly be allowed time for that. 3 days of conference with 10 papers per session, 6 debates, and a reception at the Home Office. There would be 100 or so top brass, representing police forces from all over Europe, crammed into a big hall. Cops from 23 countries, seeking to foster closer police links in an expanded Europe, and more precisely, to harmonise the management of migratory flows. That was the subject of the conference. As chief of the Serious Crimes Squad in Paris, Adamsberg was obliged to turn up, but he wasn't greatly concerned. He would be participating in a virtual, hands-off way. First, because of his ingrained hostility to any management of flows, and secondly, because he had never been able to remember a word of English. He finished his coffee contentedly, reading a text message from Commandant Danglars. Rudeveux, 80 Mins, Goudenor, Eurostar Gate.